If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Welcome, everyone, to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. Just give us a call if you've got something to say. We want to hear about it. And we're going to start off the evening sending out our prayers to the citizens of Oklahoma, Moore, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City, where the massive tornado struck yesterday. It's fair weather all throughout Texas today, so we should be keeping in our mind all of our fellow Americans across the country who are in the path of these storms. So just a quick prayer we want to say to for all the families who have lost loved ones. We pray that Jesus will be with them and lighten their hearts. It's for all those extensive damages into their homes that He will guide them in their time of strife. And in Jesus' name, amen. But now, on to more, you know, these stupid Democrats. And you know what? I'm going to stop doing this because it aggravates me to be a bit when I see on the news where they always got it, well, the Republicans say, and the Democrats, you know, we need to stop that. We're Americans. We are all Americans, whether we're Democrat, Republican, Islam, Muslim, although there's question as to whether you can be a Muslim and be an American. Extremely Islam, absolutely not. But we are all Americans, and it's time to get this country back on track to being the greatest country in the world, which we are not at this moment in time. One of the senators was making a comment about climate change, because it's no more, they can't call it global warming anymore because the climate's not warming. It doesn't fit the scientific facts. So now we have to call it change, because then we can blame all these storms on the change, when in fact, weather is cyclic. They've had these major storms before, will continue to have these major storms. Mother Nature will do her thing. And when you build your houses in floodplain zones, like in New Jersey or in Louisiana, it's just a matter of when does it happen. You know, you don't want to go up against Mother Nature. Mother Nature is always going to win in that case, in that situation. But that's just my little side rant for the day, because I had seen, and the senator apologized because apparently his speech was written prior to the Oklahoma tornado. Because it seems so callous to him when he said this about the climate change right after the tornado struck. There are reportedly 24 dead in Oklahoma, and obviously millions of dollars in destruction. But the one good thing about this is the senator from Oklahoma doesn't want any FEMA aid unless they're going to offset it with cuts. And the reason this is an important thing is that we are borrowing $400,000 every second, $4 billion a day, to run our government. Why do we need $4 billion to run a government? That is the question, and that is the topic. And hey, Barbara, say hello to all our listeners out there.
Hello, all of our listeners out there. Welcome to Women's Patriot. And yes, I've been praying all day for Oklahoma.
Those people out there.
But you know, the one thing that lifted my heart and my soul was Glenn Beck. Last night he asked for two tractor trailers, and I don't know, I think it was started at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They were on their way to Oklahoma with trucks filled, caravan of cars and SUVs. That warms my heart because we
absolutely,
we're all these liberals say that we're so bad, but we're the first ones there to help.
Well, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be the government sending in FEMA. You know, we're to help our neighbors. Neighbors helping neighbors.
This president's been all over this weather, but he hasn't been, he didn't know jack crap about Benghazi, the IRS, the DOJ. You know, I might have been born at night, but it was not last night.
Isn't it amazing how everything was Bush's fault? Everything that went on in the Bush administration was Bush's fault. Everything.
Well, they tried the IRS, too. Well, it was Bush's appointee.
Yeah.
Really?
And everything. But, you know, the press, everything was Bush's fault. And yet, Obama, I mean, we're talking major scandals. We're talking about national security breach is in Benghazi. We're talking about national security. We're talking about security of an ambassador. This is high-level stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anything about it, but he sure has time to call the gay basketball player that came out and call him a hero. What is wrong with that picture? He knows nothing about the IRS targeting. Go on. You know, it's just priorities are not where they should be. With if indeed he doesn't know, which I would find it hard to believe. But again, I don't necessarily believe he's the one running the show in Washington. If that's the case, we need to know who is, because that is unconstitutional.
Well, you know, I've been listening to a lot of different people on radios and on shows, and Obama was the only one that they said can make the call. And if he wasn't in the war room, and if he wasn't in there talking to anybody from the staff, except for Hillary at like 10 o'clock at night, he didn't say go ahead. So they couldn't.
No, they couldn't. But, and here's the question. This is a very, very good question. Because in all these talks on Benghazi, what did Obama do? We don't know what he did, but apparently Chris Wallace of Fox News grilled the administration's newly anointed flat catcher, White House senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer. And this is also great because on the Sunday News channel, they were wanting to know why the chief of staff wasn't coming on the shows. Because this is Obama's thing. This is Chicago way. You send low-level people so that then they can take the fall for you. So it doesn't touch Obama, because we can't touch him if he can't connect the dots.
But we've already connected them.
Yeah, I know that, and you know that, but we just got to get the media to do their job, which, you know, maybe with all this coming to light, they will. But Wallace said, with all due respect, you didn't answer my question. What did the president do that night? You know, that's a good question. Because we know what he did the next day. He stood over the coffins and blamed the video and then flew off to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. Does that sound like the leader of the free world? Does that sound like a man concerned about American people? No.
Absolutely.
But he sure got time to call the gay basketball player and call him a hero and go on national television and say, well, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. So he's got plenty of time to play the race card and divide Americans. But does he have any time at all to see our national security?
Well,
very, very troubled.
Yeah. Did you hear about his where was he? More something. He was doing
going
a convention.
College, yes.
Speech. Talk about going ahead and dividing the country.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave knowing this man is destroying everything he's worked so hard for.
Well, and not just him. It goes to what I said in my talking point about the media, you know, trying to drive that force into the Republicans. And then there was this liberal comedian, supposedly comedian. Did you read this? Who tweeted that something about all the Christians being dead in Oklahoma or something?
Not very funny. And then they say, you know, these libs, they turn around and they say that we, conservative,
are the hateful people,
make everything political.
We're the hateful ones. We hate. We're the ones that hate, and yet we're not the ones wishing people dead. It's comedian Liz Winstead.
Not funny.
From the Daily Show writer and co-creator. She posted shortly after, it's now deleted, this tornado is in Oklahoma, so clearly it's in order to only target conservatives. Now, really? Really? You know, are you an American? This woman is obviously not an American, and I'm going to start calling people out on this. Anytime there is a loss of life, it doesn't matter what party you're affiliated with, what church you go to, it matters not what color you are or anything. The only thing that matters is we lost American lives due to Mother Nature's wrath. And this kind of nonsense needs to be stopped. This division and this hate that they try to create. It just makes me literally ill. And then how do people believe this crap that they put out about conservatives? When, you know, it's truly in writing, and Bill Maher, it's right in plain view for anybody to see who the ones really are that are calling for killing Sarah Palin and, you know, raping Sarah Palin and her daughters. I mean, that's not the conservative way.
No.
It's not a human way, and it's not an American way. It is so not America. That is not. America was founded on coming together, working together, and being a free people, you know, and being free to live your lives. But if you want proof that there are conservative headbangers, just ask our own Christopher Manti. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show at its new time, 5 Eastern, 4 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll. The Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called eponymous. Fridays at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And right now you're listening to Women Patriots. The number to call, 718-305-7176. And we're just, I'm going to say, chewing the fat over some of the stories out there today. So with the big headline being Oklahoma, keep them in your prayers. If you can, you know, help in any way you can. They're going to need for a long time the recovery. It's going to take a while. So many buildings just flattened. Oh, but this IRS thing, I'm telling you. And Obama, you know, Barbara, remember when Obama's White House tried to leave Fox News out of their press conferences?
Yeah.
And they have actually didn't call them for a conference call they had, okay? But Obama comes out and says, or Carney comes out, Obama never says anything, because if he says anything, it can be used against him. So, you know, he lets other people say things, and he doesn't say nothing, which is not leadership, people. Not leadership. Has nothing to do with him being a Democrat. It has to do with him being incompetent and unpatriotic, okay? The things that he does, his very actions, are against the Constitution, which is the law of America. So if you are against the Constitution, you are un-American, and you should not be leader of our country. Okay, but supposedly he believes in firmly in the freedom of the press, but this is the same administration that tried to shut down Rush Limbaugh with the Sandra Fluke crap. This is the same administration.
Oh, yeah, that was Jefferson. He was all over that, like, white on right.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, he doesn't think they should be prosecuted for doing their jobs. Okay? Because guess what, folks? There's some Fox News reporters who are facing indictments for doing their job of reporting. Yeah. You figure it out. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And yet, we know for a fact that he left Fox News out of a conference call. We know for a fact that he wanted to leave Fox News out of, you know, the daily briefing stuff. But the other news channels actually realized that wasn't a good thing, which is surprising because usually they go with whatever he says. But unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. And there was actually, I read it earlier that came out today, Judge Napolitano naming Fox Rosen possible criminal is chilling. And not only that, but you know, you had sent it to me earlier too. Now they're getting Cheryl Atkinson.
Absolutely. From CBS because there's somebody's hacking into her computers. Her computers are compromised and she's not naming names yet, but we can all guess who it is because she dared to report on Fast and Furious and Obama's administration's green energy spending. He wasted probably $1 trillion on green energy, and the companies went bankrupt. And the owners of those companies were donors to his campaign. Wake up, people.
They're aligned with our tax dollars.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. And giving our tax dollars to terrorists.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
I went to the Speaker of the House, Speaker Bonehead. I got on his site, the government site, for him yesterday. And I just typed away because I'm a person and he's the speaker. And I want my voice heard.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wrote to him that this man, if he's not around for this, that, and he knows nothing, then he's incompetent. And he does not belong to be the president of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't make any decisions.
We all know he's playing dumb.
Either that or somebody else is running the government.
Well,
either way, there's something wrong with the situation.
That brings up another thing here that I see. Remember after the election or during the election, anyone who's against us?
Valerie Jarrett.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am. Now she's got all hands on deck, order confirmed, West Wing media meeting held. This is just a group today to no doubt receive their marching orders on how best to protect the Obama White House.
Yep. And Valerie Jarrett, people, remember that name. Because I have a feeling that woman's got her hands in most of the running of the government. Because Obama, when does he have time? Obviously,
exactly.
He doesn't know anything. He knows nothing about Fast and Furious. He knows nothing about the IRS targeting scandal. Although, he's had a meeting. Oh, we'll come back. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You must be
your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And you're back with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffering on Women Patriots, conservativenationradio.org, Real Conservatism for Real Conservatives. And I have to bring this up because, you know, Obama knows nothing, and yet, the president met with anti-Tea Party IRS union chief the day before the agency targeted the Tea Party. Yes.
I'll tell you what, that's got my blood boiling more than you can ever imagine. It's like, when did the IRS go union? I asked that question. It was back in 2009, just after that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's not right. No, it's not right.
Now, and here's the thing, Barbara. Says the very next day after her White House meeting with the president, according to the Treasury Department's Inspector General report, IRS employees, the same employees who belong to the NTEU, set to work in earnest targeting the Tea Party and conservative groups around America. The IG report wrote it up this way. April 1st to 2nd, 2010, the new acting manager technical unit suggested the need for a sensitive case report on the Tea Party cases. The Determinations Unit program manager agreed. In short, the very day after the president of the quite publicly anti-Tea Party labor union, the unit for IRS employees, met with President Obama, the manager of the IRS Determinations Unit program agreed to open a sensitive case report on Tea Party cases. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
Yep. But hey, this man knows nothing.
I was trying to listen to the hearing today, and, yeah, of course, he knows nothing. The rest of everybody, the lawyers and everybody, I'm sorry, I'm on the IRS here. With the IRS, Senator Hatch, the Republican out of Utah, he was going on his little rant, and he comes out with, Mr. Miller, you lied by omission. What didn't you tell us? And then he came up, he's like, well, I didn't lie. He goes, but you didn't tell us either. So that's lying by omission. And they were going on and on. I get so angry because these people, they play us for a fool. And there's not an effing thing that we can do about it except write our senators or this one, that one. It's bull crap.
We're doing what we can do about it, and that is to get very vocal. That is to tweet. That is to send emails to your congressmen. That is to keep this stuff alive and make the media, the rage against the media with Karen Sugman, you know, we need to keep this alive because nobody's going to do it for us. And if we love this country, as I know you and I love this country, we're going to do this. And here's another interesting thing with this IRS. Lois Lerner, an IRS official, is going to assert her constitutional right to not to answer questions from a congressional committee on Wednesday. got nothing to hide, but she's going to plead the fifth. Yeah.
I know.
This is the note. She has not committed any crimes or made any misrepresentation, but under the circumstances, she has no choice but to take this course. Yeah, you have a choice. Tell the truth.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Imagine that. You know, because Issa said they know she provided false information. See,
yeah.
He advised her to assert her Fifth Amendment right in part due to allegations made by committee chair Daryl Issa that she had provided false and misleading information to Congress. Well, if she didn't lie, then what has she got to hide? Nonsense. This is just crazy. Not only do they avoid, you know, like with Fast and Furious, you know, executive privileges so Holder can hold on to his corrupt power and Obama too, you know, let's not tell Congress what we're doing. Well, that's not constitutional. The presidency is supposed to answer to Congress. And the IRS is not even constitutional. And this is just infuriating that they can get away with this kind of nonsense. But here's something interesting.
The lawyer asked her Lois Lerner's lawyer asked that she didn't have to go in front of Congress tomorrow.
Because she's not going to say anything. She's not going to talk.
And you know what? It's her responsibility because she is also a civil servant.
Yeah, she's a government employee, so she needs to answer to her boss.
We pay her paycheck.
Absolutely.
And them SOBs gave that other one, who's the head of the HHS now, for Obama.
Yeah, that's the one that was targeting the Tea Party. Yeah, I want her determining whether I get care or not. Really?
You know, and these are just all smacks in the face that these people give us.
They get away with it. I mean, come on, if you got nothing to hide, then you're going to testify. If you didn't do anything wrong, you're going to testify. Obviously, she did a lot wrong, and she lied. And here's an interesting article. I found this interesting. On Friday, the former acting IRS commissioner, Steve Miller, testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee, said the American tax system is voluntary. During the hearing, Representative Devin Nunes from California said in passing that the U.S. tax code is a voluntary system. Miller simply responded, agreed. This line has been used before by none other than Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid. Interviewed by Jan Helfield in 2008, this is how the conversation went. Helfield, if the government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will people whose money is being taken feel about the government? And Harry Reid responded, well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people. Helfield, taxation is not forceful? Reid, well, no. Helfield, it's voluntary? Reid, quite the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system. Helfield, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to. Reid, well, of course you have to pay your taxes. So Helfield, the government will force you to pay or they will fine you or imprison you. It's voluntary, but we have to pay them or they're going to put us in jail.
Exactly.
Crazy. Well, you know why they have to say it's voluntary? They have to say it's voluntary because it's unconstitutional. You know, it's not constitutional appropriate. So, you know, Harry Reid's got to say it's voluntary. But, yeah, try not paying your taxes and see what happens.
Exactly.
It's
you know
just
what?
Crazy.
Me and my husband owe taxes because years ago when he got laid off.
It's voluntary. Don't pay him.
Well, you know what? We miss a payment, and they send 4 registered letters. How much does that cost the IRS?
Oh, I know.
I mean, and it's not. I'm sure it's not just me that they send 4 letters for, because they send one to him.
And they'll come and take your home and everything else if you don't pay. But it's a voluntary tax system.
Exactly. What's up with that?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, right. Here's the other one. Pull it. You know, that's crazy, crazy. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We might all need to get this to protect our information from the government. I wonder if they do that. 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org. And click on the LifeLock banner. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're gonna
fly. Hi, everyone. This is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours. But one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And we are back live. If you've got something to say, we want to hear from you. 718-305-7176 is the number to call. And we're just been chit-chatting about everything in the news, and it's just amazing to me, the difference in the way the media reports these things compared to what they did with Bush.
This came out from the Freedom Outpost 23 minutes ago. It says, bombshell, government official says Hillary spearheaded Benghazi review, not independent board. Well, we know that.
But, well, yeah, and they didn't interview her.
Right. One of the four State Department employees who was recently disciplined by their former boss, Hillary Clinton, has broken his silence concerning Benghazi and has leveled some very big charges at the former Secretary of State. He is now indicating that the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and her staff were the ones that led the review of Benghazi attacks. Not an independent board. Oh, I'm shocked. Hillary lied.
You know what? It's just horrible how we tried to witch hunt this woman. Oh, man, you know, this woman lied. And lied and lied and lied some more. And then she lied about a video to cover up her incompetence or whatever else they were doing in Benghazi. And she is responsible for the death of Ambassador Stevens and the other Americans, along with our president who refused to send help. Since when do we refuse to send help to our servicemen when they're in trouble?
Do you know people
that is
have been
American?
Saying,
huh?
I didn't read it, well, the 100 pages of emails that were out, but
yeah.
I knew some people that did, and not one word of a video was mentioned.
No,
not one word.
That video was a ruse. It wasn't
yep.
even the reason for the protests in Egypt. Do your homework, people. Don't take my word for it. Do your homework. They knew this protest was coming weeks in advance, and it was in response to a drone kill by this administration. And so it had nothing to do with the video. The video was a tool, and it was
right.
a scapegoat. And by bringing this video to light in these foreign countries where, you know, these people don't have access to the internet and YouTube and, you know, the president and the secretary of state caused riots against U.S. property in 52 countries. That is, to my book, traitorous treason. Because by bringing that video to light, it stirred up riots against our property and our people. That's not American. But
mm-hmm.
on that same thing, with this anxiety thing. The U.S. military forces serving in North Africa are challenging the latest White House claim that the administration is applying all the resources at its disposal to bring the Benghazi attackers to justice. Charging that the Obama administration knows the responsible is not acting. You know why they're not acting? Because they're Muslims.
Yep.
And they're part of Al-Qaeda. They have let it slip by because of politics. And now we've all taken the correlation we had and dropped the ball because of risk aversion. And now the security in Libya is more fragile than ever. What difference does it make, Hillary? This is what the U.S. federal operator told Fox. It can be perfect. U.S. forces have tracked the alleged attackers since October, but have since lost the trail of some of them as no one up the chain of command would authorize them to capture or kill the targeted militia members. The only person punished for the Benghazi attacks was the maker of this obscure video against Mohammed. Now tell me there's not some kind of agenda, and tell me that Hillary Clinton and Obama are acting in the best interest of the American people.
They are not. They definitely are not. You know, and we really need to hold them
accountable.
And accountable. And,
I mean, just not.
You know,
it's really hard.
It's not happening. And that's what's pissing me off.
Yeah,
because
and it's really hard.
Seeing through it all.
Because nobody knows about these things because the media doesn't push it.
No, because
you know, they sent out
a...
Yeah, a reporter went out on the street. Nobody knew what Benghazi was.
I know,
they
right?
They didn't know anything about the IRS. They didn't know any of this stuff.
Well, last week, I had an argument with somebody at work. And he tells me, oh, well, you've been talking about Benghazi for a year. Who gives a shit about Benghazi? And I looked at him, I said, first of all, it hasn't been a year. It happened on September 11th. And then he kind of looked at me, and he's like, well, nobody cares. You know how many people Bush killed? How many embassies? And he doesn't know what happened in Benghazi.
No, they don't know what happened. Because, you know, yes, the embassies were bombed. But, you know, that wasn't because of our lack of security.
Right. And nope. And Bush never told one soul to stand down.
No,
he
absolutely.
Said, go get them.
And the minute we were attacked on American soil, the man took to the plate and did everything he could to protect us.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And, you know,
on that same
like,
thing.
Oh, you know, well, he was hiding. They took him somewhere. He wasn't hiding.
Yeah,
well, he was hiding from Al-Qaeda, but that's also protocol.
Yeah, and these people are clueless as to what's going on in the real world of politics, and they're clueless to the fact that they're going to lose their freedoms as Americans if we continue down this path, because it's happening, and there's just a few of us that are fighting to stop it. But here, get this, folks, you know, because... this administration was warned twice about the Russian bomber in Boston. Twice by Russia. Warned. The FBI. They did nothing. You know why they did nothing? And I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to stake my reputation on it. Because they were Muslim. Because this administration will not call a terrorist, will not call extreme Islam, and will not admit that the problem is with the people who think they got to kill the infidel. This is who we're fighting. This is who attacked Benghazi. The Fort Hood shooter, who had known ties to Al-Qaeda terrorists, has been on paid leave, getting more than 278,000 since the 2009 incident. Because until he's actually declared guilty, he gets paid.
I sat this morning and nearly fell out.
Isn't that awful? And yet our military people, because they called this workplace violence instead of terror, which is what it was,
get nothing.
Can't get benefits. They get nothing. But this man has gotten $278,000.
Nothing serious wrong with this picture.
Nothing but the back. What is wrong with that?
Too much is wrong with that picture. And, you know, and that's what gets me so darn angry. Because this government is doing absolutely nothing for the people that gave their all to us.
Our veterans and our military people. In fact, they prosecute them whenever they can.
Exactly.
And then let the Islam, and then teach them, oh, we got to deal proper etiquette when dealing with Islam. No, we don't. We're America. Okay.
Well,
we're based on Judeo-Christian values. You don't like it, don't come live here.
Exactly.
Go somewhere else. But don't come here and tell me that, you know, we got to live by your Sharia law and we can't talk bad about your prophet because, you know, that's not the way it works in America.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about those Bill of Rights here a little bit later in the show. But make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee, and he's a former Navy SEAL because of the book he wrote about condemning the upper echelons in the government, a book they knew he was going to write. And yet waited till he wrote it to file charges against him and discharge him from a stellar performance in the military. He's on The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7, Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front. If you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it. He's an outspoken critic of the Obama administration, not because he's a Democrat, but because he's un-American. And liberals can't stand him because he's right. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler. Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. But yeah, it's just amazing that repeatedly this government, but you know, part of the problem is the agenda is that the media is involved in this agenda. You know, that was part of the plan, was to get control of the media. And this is why they try to shut down Fox News, and they try to call people stupid. They do these polls and say, you know, people who watch Fox News are stupid. No, we're not. And of course, I haven't been watching any news. I get my news in other places. But, you know, no, we're not stupid. We're actually rather more informed than a lot of the other people out there, especially if you're getting your news from the mainstream media, because they just have no clue. Quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. And if you got something to say, we want to hear from you, 718-305-7176.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we're back with Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Number to call, 718-305-7176. And the Carlton is posting something about some kind of survey. But you know what? Any more of the polls and surveys, I don't see how it's possible that Obama has a 53% approval rating unless they're polling in very uninformed areas, because the man isn't doing his job.
No.
Period.
And you know what's kind of funny here, too? Well, not ha-ha funny, but, you know, Fox News broke some stories that people thought weren't all that important, and look, they're huge scandals today. So
oh, Benghazi,
Fox,
yeah.
So
Fox was
were
reporting
more informed
it.
Than these people
right.
saying that they, you know, they're all liars.
Well, we have to thank, we have to be thankful for Fox
yeah,
News
okay.
and for the conservative blogs for keeping Benghazi in the news, or it would have been swept under the rug. Obama almost got away with this incompetence, along with Hillary Clinton, who right now all the fingers point to her, because I cannot believe that a Secretary of State would not know that the security was inadequate for her best friend, Chris Stevens, in Benghazi. You know, I don't buy the lie. I'm sorry. And I do not want a woman who is incompetent and a liar as my president. No
well,
way, no how.
Let's go back a few years talking about her lying. We'll go back about, I don't know, about 40 years? No. She was
the
she
Watergate
was fired
scandal.
From
she was
the
fired
Watergate
from
scandal.
The Watergate scandal for lying and unethical behavior.
Imagine
yeah.
that.
Imagine that. And then when poor Bill got caught with his pants down, she defended him. Imagine that. Everybody else, the press was lying, you know. This, her husband lied under oath.
Her husband was
yeah.
enforced.
They lied
down.
Under oath. Her husband raped a woman, and the media covered it up, along with the liberal press. And yet, when Herman Cain, they trot these women out, supposedly had an affair, which was never proven, but, you know, they had to get rid of Herman Cain because you couldn't have a black man heading up the Tea Party because it didn't fit their narrative that we were racist.
That's right.
And yet, we loved our Herman Cain because he was a common sense kind of guy, and that's what we need in Washington. We need more common sense and less political power players on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, absolutely.
Sick and tired of the games. Want them gone, and today would be too soon.
Yeah, yeah,
unfortunately, we got to wait for the next election, because that's what we as conservatives do. We don't run to
yeah.
the courts.
You know, and that's what
exactly.
our founding fathers did.
Exactly.
Our founding
Until
fathers.
Until it came to the point where they weren't being listened to, and no taxation without representation. And as we go back to the founding fathers, you know, I've said before, because, you know, they try to blame America for the anger in the Middle East, and that they wouldn't be angry if we weren't there. It's all America's fault. But in March 1785, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams went to London to negotiate with Tripoli's envoy, Ambassador Sidi Haji Abdurrahman. I have no idea if I said that right. Sounded pretty good. Okay. Upon inquiring concerning the ground of the pretensions to make war upon nations who had done them no injury, replied, "It was written in their Quran that all nations which had not acknowledged the Prophet were sinners, whom it was the right and duty of the faithful to plunder and enslave, and that every Mussulman who was slain in this warfare was sure to go to paradise. He said also that the man who was the first to board a vessel had one slave over and above his share, and that when they sprang to the deck of an enemy ship, every sailor held a dagger in each hand and a third in his mouth, which usually struck such terror into the foe that they cried out for quarter at once." Jefferson reported the conversation to Secretary of Foreign Affairs John Jay, who submitted the ambassador's comments and offer to Congress. Jefferson argued that paying tribute would encourage more attacks. Okay. For years, we ignored the attacks that were going on overseas by Al-Qaeda and the Muslims, the extreme Islamic Muslims. that were bombing embassies, ignoring them, hoping they would go away. Doesn't work. They're not going to go away. Back in 1785, when we were just a newly established country and we hadn't made any enemies except for Britain and France, maybe, the pirates, or, you know, Tripoli, this isn't Tripoli, in Algiers, they were taking, you know, prisoners from our ships and holding them for ransom. You know, we didn't start these wars. These people are people of war. And if you don't agree with them, you are the infidel and you are the sinner and you have to die. That's what they're taught. That's what they believe. And no amount of political correctness like Obama is trying to do with our armed forces is going to change that. It is not the Christians that are the problem.
That's absolutely right. But those Muslims...
I got off on a little rant here.
That's fine. The Muslims hate us, and it goes back to long, you know, oh my God, long before the American, well, all before America was even in existence. They hated
even a country. So it has nothing to do with us being involved in world affairs or supporting Israel or standing up for what we believe. Okay, that's just all the bunk they want to feed you for their agenda. And we have places here in the United States, folks, Dearborn, Michigan, where they stoned Christians handing out literature while the police watched and told the Christians it's your own fault. In America. And that's not the only place in America this stuff goes on. We have a problem with extreme Islam. And our president will not call it what it is. And you have to wonder why. Now, I know what some people think, but I'm not going to go there. But I do know who his mentors were.
Yep.
And they sure were not patriotic Americans. Not a one of them. Not one of his mentors was a patriotic American. Not one. His mother hated America. She went and lived in Indonesia and then Pakistan. His mentor in Hawaii, when he came back to live with his grandparents, was none other than Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis was a known communist. Okay? Known communist. In what we know of his college records, which are limited because he won't free up his records, because he's certainly got nothing to hide in his past, is that he liked to hang out with those people who were Marxists. He liked to hang out with people like Bill Ayers, who is a known weatherground, underground weatherman terrorist, who is now teaching our teachers and setting our curriculum for our schools. These are not American patriots. And the Reverend Wright, who said, and I quote because I don't normally cuss, "God damn America." Really? Really? Why? Why would God damn America when we worship God? Who spreads the hate? Who spreads the lies?
And if they hate it so much, why don't they get the hell out of here?
Exactly. You don't like it, leave. This is America.
It's a free country.
It's a free country.
And
we're going to hit up our Bill of Rights. Because not only did they target the Tea Party patriots, with the IRS, anybody who was teaching the Constitution, now ask yourself why. Any groups that wanted to teach the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, the IRS was targeting them. Ask yourself the answer, why? Why? When these are our founding documents, this is what our country was based on, and this is the law of the land. Why would you target a group teaching that? Because they're not teaching it to our students.
No, they're dumbing us. They're dumbing them down.
Because the truth will set you free.
Yes. And that's why there's so much hate. Because they're
and
not.
And that's why they hate.
That's right.
And they do
that's
hate.
Right.
We don't, but they do.
No, we try to educate. And a lot of those, any of those people targeted that had the Constitution or anything like that in there, that's because they wanted to go out and teach it. And like you had just said, and, you know, I actually have to go get more pocket ones, constitutions, because I had given the other one away, and I still have one left in my trusty little hand. But I do have to get more because people don't know. Or, you know, would they get a little thing in school about it? And, yeah, okay. Texas,
yeah, they have a clue. You ask anybody, and they'll tell you separation of church and state, that's in the Constitution. No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Not
right?
There. You're not going to find it because it's not there. And that's not the meaning behind the First Amendment either. And like I said, we are going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the Bill of Rights, we're going to talk about those amendments to the Constitution. And it's a good thing they put those in there, because at the time it was written, you know, some of the Founding Fathers didn't think it was necessary to expound upon. But it's a good thing they did, because obviously we need them very much today. Another place to go to actually get the background for the Constitution is the Federalist Papers, because the Federalist Papers were the papers written by several of the Founding Fathers, and they go into more detail and more in depth of the basis behind the Constitution and the founding of this country and the freedoms of this country, which everybody should be informed about. We're going to take a break. It's top of the hour. We're going to get a little news from the radio service, and we'll be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Senator Tom Coburn is backpedaling on a remark his office made earlier today involving federal disaster relief for tornado victims in his home state. A spokesman for the Oklahoma Republican said that Coburn would demand cuts in other areas of the budget to offset the cost of new FEMA funding. Hours later, Coburn himself put out a statement assuring victims in his state that, quote, any and all available aid will be delivered without delay. The White House, meanwhile, was noncommittal today when asked about whether it would support requiring new FEMA funding to be offset by cuts to other areas of the budget.
We will make sure that Oklahoma has the resources that it needs, including the resources we have already announced.
Spokesman Jay Carney later dodged a question about whether President Obama would support a bill that restricted funding to only disaster areas in Oklahoma. Earlier this year, Congress passed a $60 billion package for Hurricane Sandy victims that included some funding for non-related projects. Coburn voted against that bill. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
And welcome back to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. The number to call 718-305-7176. We've got quite a conversation going on in chat between Carlton and Bing. But you know what?
I know. Thank
Carlton
you, Uncle
is
Bing.
So worried about world affairs. But I'm going to tell you what. I am one that I believe in the sovereignty of the United States of America. I do not want the UN being the world governing body. And I could care less what the other countries do as long as they leave me alone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. If I wanted to live in France, I'd go live in France. If I wanted to live in England, I'd go live in England. I don't. I want to live here in America, and I like my freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution. Given that little speech, we're going to Amendment 1 because this is the one that's in the news this week, targeting reporters of the press. Even Thomas Jefferson had his distractors in the press. He hated picking up the newspaper to read it because they were always talking about him and saying things that weren't true. And there's always been this all through time, but only now under this administration do we have somebody targeting people, reporters. Fox News. They targeted Fox News. Obama tried to exclude them from the press briefings, but that didn't happen because the rest of the media got upset. Because, gee, if they could do it one, they could do it to all. Once again, not constitutional, because the First Amendment to the Constitution, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They cannot prohibit us from practicing our religion in any way, in any place, any time we want to. That means in schools. That means in the government offices. They say prayer in the government offices. Okay, give me a break, people. Okay.
Well,
they just can't establish a religion.
But what, Barbara? For the First Amendment, that also brings up how... people were out there rallying and protesting the IRS all over the country today.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome, because the First Amendment goes on to say, or abridging the freedom of speech.
Yep.
Or of the press. Or of the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So they can't stop us from practicing our religion anytime, anywhere. What that First Amendment was written for is to keep the government from establishing a religion or showing a preference to a religion. And yet, in our military today, our chaplains are being targeted for teaching Christian beliefs. We are a Judeo-Christian country, and yet we are teaching our soldiers how to be politically correct when it comes to extreme Islam. Not constitutional. Not constitutional. First Amendment. And we have Michael. Does Michael have something to say?
Yes, he does.
Okay, well, let's bring him on. And if you've got something to say, we want to hear from you, 718-305-7176. Hey, Michael.
Well, when does my loud mouth not have something to say?
Yeah.
How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Sorry,
how's your weather?
Good. Sorry I'm late for the party. I've been on the phone with Ken Crow talking to him about some Tea Party stuff that may be benefit Conservative Nation Radio, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm getting in a little bit late, but. Sounded like y'all were talking about something I might like to speak to. You know, I noticed today that IRS lady is going to plead the fifth tomorrow.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well...
And yet
you know,
she's not guilty, Michael. She's not guilty of a thing.
And if you're not guilty of anything and you have nothing to hide, you know, I mean, that kind of reminds me of the argument that a lot of people use with the Patriot Act and stuff, you know. And then the left would say, well, if you've got nothing to hide, what are you afraid of? Well, that would be my question to this administration. If you've got nothing to hide, then why would you be pleading the fifth? Because the fifth, let's face it, the fifth is so that you don't self-incriminate yourself. That's what it's all for.
Absolutely.
You know what? So if her lawyer asked Congressman Issa that she'd not show up, but I really hope he doesn't say, okay, don't show up. I want her there because I want to see her body language. Body language speaks tons.
They dang sure better make her show up. And if any Republican doesn't, well, you know, I mean, let's face it, the Republican Party's on the verge of collapse anyway, but this would just be another straw in that camel's back waiting for them. But, you know, in all seriousness, ladies, setting aside politics for just a moment, it occurs to me that when a certain administration of any political party uses their Department of Justice to intimidate the press, mm-hmm. even their lapdogs, mm-hmm. the folks on their side, and they use the taxing authority, you know, the IRS, under their charge to intimidate everyday American citizens that they deem as enemies, then what you've got is you've got an out-of-control administration that's using tyranny as a means to govern. Okay. And I tell you, to all your listeners that are listening, that I would assume that the vast majority of them agree with you ladies and agree with Conservative Nation Radio and what we're all about. But to those liberals that are out there listening, I would say to them, you need to be afraid of what is happening. I mean, this lady, this CBS News reporter, they've put a worm in her computer. They've been attacking her. They're not doing it just to the right. They're doing it to all sides. That's what tyranny is about. That's what complete and total takeover is all about. And everybody needs to be afraid of this. I mean, we deal with it even just on our Facebook pages. There are lapdogs, people that believe, you know, the Pavlovian dogs that follow Obama. You know, you ring a bell and they salivate. And, we put up with these people making threats to us on Facebook, and that's just at our level. People need to be worried about this climate that we're in, that this administration has, for all practical intents and purposes, encouraged. So whether Obama personally knows about it or personally instructed it to happen, it's because of him that we're at the place we're at in America. And he may claim all day long to reject tyranny and say that the voices, our voices, are just a bunch of tinfoil hat wearing, you know, retards. Well, we've got plenty of proof now that in fact tyranny is always lurking around the corner.
Well, could you believe Piers Morgan and who was the other one? Bill Maher?
Now, the Bill Maher thing just tickles me to death, you know, because let's face it, pop culture, this administration has lived on pop culture. And when pop culture turns against you, you're screwed.
Oh, with Al Sharpton and Bill Maher saying that we're crazy, right? I'm sorry, Michael, I was answering out loud.
No, that's fine. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say, ladies. I'll just be happy to sit back and listen to y'all now.
Okay,
Michael. Well, thanks for calling in. And we want to remind you, do you want to be put on mute, Michael?
Yes, please.
Okay. We want to remind everybody, if you've got something to say, you know, you're free to call in. It doesn't have to be a conservative point of view. We'll be happy to discuss anything with you in a rational manner. We don't like to be cussed at. We do not like to be yelled at. We are adults, and I think we can converse in that way. The number to call is 718-305-7176, and you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. There is a fraud security concern, says approval rate for Dreamers hits 99%. Illegal immigrants seeking a reprieve under an election year program implemented by the Obama administration are being approved at a rate of over 99%. All this while we conservatives, Christians, and Tea Partiers are being targeted in our own country. This situation has the Immigration Officer Union raising concerns about fraud and security risks. Well, duh. We can't keep track of the ones we got. Un-American. Un-American. These people are illegal. They broke the law to get here. Yes, I can sympathize for their plight, but that is not my problem. You know, I can't help it. They were born in Mexico, and I don't need to destroy my country to prove something to whoever. You know, sorry. Not the way it works. It's pretty clear. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to read this little line here now, and we'll come right back. It's pretty clear that switched on to conservativenationradio.org, and if you have any doubts, just check out our new Saturday show with Internet radio veteran Robert Garding. The New Wise Conservatism Show now comes to you on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. Robert has a big following, so listen Saturday and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. The New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, Saturdays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Okay, go ahead, Barbara. Just had to get that line in.
Okay.
Oh. We were talking about the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't know what people don't understand about illegal. If I did something illegal, there's consequences.
Yeah.
But jumping over the fence is illegal, and there should be consequences. And that's actually another thing that they did, the government, because of the sequester. Oh, I got to tell you, I have to say something funny. Because of the sequester, before the sequester actually happened, they let them go. Murderers. People with heavy records. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to Sean Hannity on my way home from work today. And somebody called in and said the reason they didn't have the help over there in Benghazi was because of the sequester.
Oh, no.
Sean was trying to be serious. He's like, but the sequester didn't happen until after Benghazi. But these people are just, because that's what they hear.
Because they're being lied to. They're being lied to by the mainstream media. It's called propaganda, folks. They serve it up in the communist countries right and left. Propaganda. They tell you what they want you to hear and not the truth. And you're right, sequestration didn't happen until well after Benghazi. And they tried to blame Benghazi on the cuts made by the Republicans, but the director of the one that supposedly got punished, but she's actually moved around and is still living off our dime, this last name is Sand, said it wasn't due to money that they didn't have security in Benghazi.
Right.
So what was it due to? You know, what was it due to, Hillary? Had nothing to do with money because, gee, they made a great big recharging station and electric cars for the embassy in Austria or somewhere.
That they're never going to open?
Yeah, but you know.
That was pointed out in one hearing, too.
Yeah, but the Democrats that's in the un-American people had to try to blame it on a lack of money. Which it wasn't. It wasn't a lack of money. It wasn't a lack of resource. It was a lack of competence.
That was the only way they can point at the Republicans.
It was a lack of interest in the lives of American people. It was the proponent of an agenda. And it had to fit the narrative. And the only way to fit the narrative was to not have those people on the ground and to blame Benghazi on can you hear me, Barbara? Because I wasn't sure you could hear me, but
yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I for a minute my headphones just kind of went a blank and I thought, I wonder if they can still hear me. And to blame Benghazi on a video. So, hey, Uncle Bean.
Hey, how you doing, ladies?
How are you?
We are good. Angry, frustrated with this administration, so we're kind of venting some because it's just horrible.
Unbelievable.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
No.
I wanted to bring up something that I thought was pretty interesting that I heard from someplace else, and I wanted to pass along about Lois Lerner and the IRS scandal. As you know, she took the fifth today, which,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
that's
well,
pretty
here,
much...
Mark.
That's
quickly,
pretty much
let me read
back.
That portion of the fifth for you guys, because this is what it actually says. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense. Oh, no, that's double jeopardy. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. So, in other words, yeah, if she said anything, she'd be a witness against herself. So she's guilty. Because that's what pleading the fifth means.
Well, I don't know, Barb. Well, let's talk about this for a second if you got time.
Sure.
Look, the fifth was basically, if you remember the Nixon administration, I remember we had only had three channels on TV that we could watch, and Fox wasn't one of them. So,
back
you know,
the day. Yeah.
And that's
and they
when
were black
everybody,
and white.
Yeah. And
you had to get
and,
up and change the channel. Sorry.
Yeah. And everybody was basically pleading the fifth. I plead the fifth, you know, and this carried over to Iran-Contra with Ali North, and it carried over to Gordon Liddy, and he ended up going to jail for it, you know, so, because he didn't want to rat out nobody. Well, there was somebody I was listening to the other day, and they had a pretty good take on this that might be interesting that you guys might want to look into. And okay, Lois Lerner, right? Now, she held an actual press conference after a tax summit that they had, you know, or some kind of tax meeting that they had, where, and this is all true, where she asked a reporter to ask her about what was going on with you know, conservative groups, Tea Party groups, so on, being targeted by the IRS. And that happened, she asked them before that meeting, and they asked her after the meeting. And so why would she do that if she was so involved with it? You know, in some cases I'm thinking, all right, maybe she's on the good guy's side. I'm just wondering, has anybody ever thought about this? Maybe she's on the good guy's side. She wanted to out these people, but she can't just sit there and do it on her own, because she'd be thrown right under the bus so quickly it wouldn't be funny with this administration. So she asked a reporter to ask her about this, and this is, you know, this is public knowledge. And then she answers the reporter and outs the IRS. So, and now she pleads the fifth. And, you know, look, either this, there's, I think there's two things. She's either covering her butt, she's, you know, fearful because she sees so many other people getting thrown under the bus, or there's somebody bigger involved here. So what, in other words, if she was so scared of herself, why would she not be sitting there hiding this? You wouldn't call a press conference, you know, you wouldn't have a press conference and tell a reporter that, hey, look, ask me this question, I want to answer this. You wouldn't say that.
This was all planned. It was all planned before she went out there.
But well, then she's setting herself up. Then she's a damn stupid woman, because she.
My
well,
guess
look,
is
there's one of two. There's one of two guesses, and either one is right. But look, this is what Daryl Issa needs to do right now. Is he needs to get her, okay, into a private room with her lawyer or whatever. If she's lawyered up, I imagine she is, and say, look, we're going to make a deal with you. We want the bigger fish in this ocean. We're going to put you back in this ocean, but we want the bigger fish. So if
that would be the smart thing to do, but whether they will,
that would be, because, and they have to do it fairly soon here. You know, they have to do it now. But that would be the big thing to do, in my opinion.
Throwing her under the bus.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna just like every other scandal. But I'm just thinking this. I think does have a little bit of merit when you start looking at it. Why would she do this if she would? And look. If she did it because of a pretense that, look, we're going to Benghazi and this Reportergate thing is getting too heavy-handed for the administration, we need a fall guy for it. Well, if she's falling on the sword for the Obama administration, then that needs to be outed. Somebody told her to do this. I don't think she's the brightest bulb in the tool shed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, her lawyer told her. Her lawyer told her to do it,
and it
supposedly.
Right. You know, wasn't she the one that wasn't good at math?
It could be, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Hey,
we got a quick. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, guys. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Number to call, 718-305-7176. We're discussing this IRS scandal. And you guys, here's the bottom line. It's that after the Tea Party won big in 2010, you know, the Tea Party's not well-liked in the establishment of Washington, both the Republican and the Democrat establishment, because it's a We the People group who is for less government and less spending of our money. And all this targeting began before and then slightly after that election to make sure that we the people were not being heard. They targeted Murdoch here. They targeted the IRS union, put money into, shortly after this meeting, the IRS union chief had with Obama. Money went to Donnelly's campaign here in Indiana. Money went to, I think it's McGaskill's campaign in Missouri, and money went to one other person going up against the Tea Party. This is the government using taxpayers' money to basically not let the people be heard. Go ahead.
What's the government, Barbara? The Senate committee has approved far-reaching immigration legislation that gives a chance at citizenship to millions living in the country illegally. The 13-5 vote clears the bill for a Senate debate expected to begin early next month. And, of course, there have been a couple of sellouts. Surprise, surprise, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, surprise, surprise. John McCain, surprise, surprise.
His name was not in here, but he was part of the Gang of Eight.
Yeah.
Warren Hatt from Utah.
And this is a committee. That's why McCain wasn't in there, but he'll sell out.
Well, he was the Gang of Eight, so he helped write it, so he's all for it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's one thing, too, is why do we always have these gangs? Why do we have to, you know... It's always these gangs of eight, gangs of ten, you know, and then everything has to be done in 10 years, and it's like, no, it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be done that way. But I don't know. I just thought I would call up and just interject that because I thought that was an interesting take on the situation. And
it would be,
you know,
nice.
That would be gold. Oh, that would be fantastic. Look, if she's covering for somebody that told her to do this, a higher fish. You know, not a bottom feeder like she is, maybe. And I'm not saying that I'm not trying to be disparaging to her, okay? I don't
right.
know her for Adam, all right? She might be a weasel, or she might be somebody out there. It just seems funny to me that she would ask a reporter to ask her that question. And
well,
she knew that would out the IRS that they were doing this. you know, she could not come out on her own to say this, because then she, you know, it would be, well, I didn't just mean, but then she asked a reporter, but you can't be too bright when you ask a reporter, because the reporter's going to come back and say, well, no, she asked me, you know, so I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it's a pretty interesting take on that scandal anyways. And one thing too, also, and you guys were talking about it earlier, but I mean, look, when you got this whole administration that is scandal ridden, I mean, that's what they live for. It's Chicago politics. They live to intimidate other people. You got the Black Panthers standing out of Tea Party voting booth, or not Tea Party, but voting booths,
yep,
intimidating Tea Party people. I mean, this is really this is the norm for how they operate. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out, but as long as the press, and look, the press has gotten jaded now, because I think for the first time in 6 years, 8 years maybe even, that they are seeing what this administration has the capability of doing. And I don't think they like it. The press does not like to be screwed around with, you know. And whether, you know, there's all the conspiracy nuts and, you know, and so on, the Alex Jones show and all that kind of stuff, that, you know, are saying that this is, you know, because they want to get the focus off Benghazi. But I think that the press has really gotten jaded with this president. And when they start having their phone lines tapped, they don't like that crap. They really don't.
No, because
and
it's unconstitutional.
Well, it's not just unconstitutional, but see, it rubs them raw. Because they're liberal, they're liberal minions, and all of a sudden now they're put in the spotlight. You know, their records are being seized for years. Their records are being seized, so and exposed. So I think that they're hopefully they will keep on all this. And there's more stuff breaking every day. This is like the gift that just keeps on giving. It's like having herpes or something. You know.
Well, and of course, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I know you're not either, Bing, but people are like, with all these breaking, we need to be carefully watching what's going on behind the scenes. Anymore, I'm almost to the point where I'm in agreement with that. Let's be watching everything, because you just don't know. You know, it's just that's how scary this kind of politics is. And it's Chicago politics is what it is. This is how they've played politics in Chicago for years. If you talked out against, if you talked out against the leaders in Chicago, they targeted your business. That's what they did. That's what they do, and that's what this government is doing. And you wonder why, with David Axelrod and Eric Holder and all these Chicago politicians involved.
So, well, we have a really special guest tonight that just called in. Jen Morgan is with us. And I had asked Jan to call because the media and the scandalous media information, and Jan is part of the media, JanMorganMedia.com. So I really love to hear her take on
absolutely
media and the amendments that go with the media. So how are you, Jan? Welcome to Woman Patriots.
I'm doing just great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for calling, Jan. We're always interested in hearing what you have to say, because it's always good. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I think that this sort of thing has been going on much longer than most people realize. The fact is, the Obama administration just got caught doing it. That still makes it atrocious. It doesn't matter what administration is doing it. It doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian. The fact is, the First Amendment protects us. And, you know, the sad thing today, I noticed, I don't know if you guys caught this today, but the magistrate who gave the approval for the subpoena on James Rosen with Fox News, has in the past had some issues with Fox. Fox News had some negative reporting on him at some point, or on the magistrate at some point during the past. So that kind of cleared that up for me, because I was wondering what kind of judge in his or her right mind would issue a subpoena based on the information that was provided in the request from the Justice Department. Because all the information, there was nothing criminal going on there. There was not enough to substantiate a reason to investigate James Rosen. But basically, the Justice Department had to make him look like a criminal in order to get the subpoena. So a lot of just horrendous activity taking place. And, you know, you guys, you saw my documentary, Rampant Justice. It really goes right along with all that is happening right now related to the IRS and the Justice Department. We broke that story months and months ago, last October, just before the election. We didn't know that it was going on with press people. What we knew was that business owners, conservative business owners, were under attack and being exposed to paramilitary Gestapo-style police tactics from the Justice Department and IRS during raids for white-collar crime investigations. It was amazing. If you haven't seen the documentary, you need to check it out on YouTube. It's Rampant Injustice on YouTube, and it's the only documentary called Rampant Justice that has 300-something thousand YouTube hits. I'm trying to get the mainstream media to catch on to that, or somebody in Congress to look at that, because they really need to expand what they're doing with the IRS right now and the Justice Department. This investigation goes far beyond a few business owners and some private citizens and the folks with the media that have been mentioned.
Oh, absolutely. And it's downright scary, you know, if they can wield that kind of power. And
yes, it is.
Of course,
scary.
Like you said, they have been doing it, but, you know, now we've got concrete evidence, you know, coming out
right.
that
it
they're
is
doing
very
it.
Frightening. It's so it is. And I, you know, I knew about this several months before I actually took on the responsibility of producing that documentary. And everybody who was close to me said, stay away from it. You know, all you're doing is putting yourself in a position where you're going to get audited and the IRS is going to come after you. And boy, if they come after you, there's really nothing you can do. It's the most powerful arm of the government. And they've got a lot of, you know, what do you do? And,
right.
and especially if you don't have the money to fight them back. But we showed
right.
time after time where they were coming into businesses owned by conservatives who were known contributors to the Republican Party or conservative movements, Tea Parties, and conducting raids on those businesses with guns drawn, loaded guns drawn, coming in on those folks who were just being investigated for some tax issues, the owners of the business, some tax issues, nothing violent. There was no reason to come in with those types of tactics.
Right.
And it is very frightening.
And it's basically election. It comes down to it's election fraud. They were going to make sure that the Republican candidate or the Tea Party candidates did not win by using
and not just by using what they did, but by preventing Tea Parties from being able to bring in speakers. There were so many events that I was asked to speak at, and you know they were trying to figure out how can we afford to fly her in to speak at our event because they couldn't get tax exempt status. And that's been an ongoing problem as we're finding out more and more. So they were really, really squelching the voice of patriots around this country.
Yeah.
And that's the main concern. It should be the main concern for every American. And earlier, Jan, I said, you know, I turn on the news and the Republicans, the Democrats. We're Americans. And this isn't
right.
about... You know, this is about America and about our freedoms, and it's not about what party you belong to. This is about people using the government to maintain power, and that ought to scare everybody.
Right, and another thing that's very disturbing is, you know, our founding fathers put a system in place that should have been foolproof. We have three different branches of government that are supposed to implement this sort of checks and balancing system. The judicial branch is supposed to monitor the legislative branch, and the legislative branch is supposed to monitor the executive branch. And it's just that, you know, it was an ideal situation, but what you have is none of those branches doing their jobs, and they're looking the other way at crime and corruption. I mean, right now we have all these hearings going on. How many times have we been through these kinds of hearings? Look at Benghazi. We had Hillary up there basically telling the American people, what does it really matter? You know, four people are dead. What does it really matter? And she walks away. She's not charged with any crime. She's not. There's no punishment. There's no personal responsibility. We just had a bunch of hearings, and it's kind of like our legislators just go through the motions for the sake of appeasing Americans, and they don't follow through and do anything about it. And I'm wondering now, you know, are we just going through the motions again, or are our legislators going to follow through and do something about this?
Well, I think
a lot
need,
of them are scared.
Yeah, but I think...
That's my opinion.
That's important.
Scared, they want the re-election, but... ladies, Jan, nice hearing you again. It's always a pleasure, and I gotta get going, but I'm gonna sit here and listen. So, Brenda
okay.
and Barbara, thank you for having me on. And yeah, if Jan wants comments on Lois, if learn her if she thinks that she is maybe a whistleblower or a traitor, I'd like to hear that too.
I want to check my bank account when this is all over.
Well, thank you for calling in. You have any comments on that, John or Jan, about Lois Lerner and her pleading the fifth?
Oh, don't get me started on that. I just caught on to that a few minutes ago. I saw that on the news, and I didn't get to hear the full story, but I'm not surprised. And she's another one who needs to be held accountable. She apparently knew quite a bit.
Yeah,
and it's
her lawyer had. Asked Daryl, Congressman Issa, to not have her there at the hearing tomorrow because
mm-hmm.
she's going to plead the fifth. Now,
right,
I
would be too upsetting for her.
Now, I say she needs to have her butt there, even if she does plead the fifth, because that's her right. You know, we have the amendments, whether we like it or not. But, her body language, I was telling Michael this earlier, her body language is going to tell a lot,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, there's no doubt. There are so many people that have been in on this deal and so many people that knew about it, and they've been laughing about it behind the scenes, and I think they never really thought they would get caught. But it's out now, and I hope that we continue to stay on it until something is done. I think this is probably going to, if this doesn't change and turn the tide, I don't know what it's going to take. And I am encouraged that so many liberal media people have turned on the president, on the IRS. They have turned back and are actually, for the first time, reporting like they're supposed to. I don't know
yeah,
if you saw Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews has actually lost his tingle, his thrill over Obama, calling Obama out.
And Piers yeah. Morgan actually saying, well, you know, there is.
He said the gun people aren't so crazy after all. Right.
Yeah. Maybe they're right and they need to keep their guns. You know, that's pretty powerful statements. And we can only hope that continues, because that's how we maintain freedom, is when the information flows freely. You know, if all you get is propaganda, you don't get the truth. And you're just a bunch of sheep.
Yeah,
right.
And that's.
Speaking of guns, have you all heard about the march on Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
I haven't come out publicly yet. I haven't written anything about it, against it, but I am, just for the record, I am so not supporting that march, that armed march. I've been doing some homework. The reason I haven't written anything on it yet is because I've been doing some background work on Adam Kokesh and some things that he's been involved in the past, trying to find out who the heck this guy is and what he really stands for and why he would do something like this. And just, you know, so you guys know,
because
I am not supporting that.
It could go so wrong.
It's illegal. It's against the law, and there's so many things that could go wrong. I can't see anything positive coming out of it. I really can't. And I know that there are a lot of well-intentioned gun people out there who are participating in it. I don't really I don't know anything about Adam Kokesh other than what I've been reading. And what I do is read a lot about someone and do a lot of studying before I come out and say, okay, you know, this guy is not somebody you want to follow. But I do know that breaking the law is not the answer. And all of these people who are well-intentioned, who think they're going to cross that bridge and not be arrested, or that they're going to get arrested, knowing they're going to get arrested and think they're still going to have gun rights. You know, in some states, if you ever get arrested for violating the law like that, you'll never be able to conceal carry again. You'll never be able to get a concealed carry permit. And in some states, you can't even own a gun after you've done something like that. So it you know, I'm urging all gun people who are thinking about participating in that to realize what the consequences could be, and losing that right and privilege is not something you want to do just to try to make a statement, because the statement it's going to make is not what you're trying to make. It's going to, they're going to look like a bunch of fools who are breaking the law, because I do know Adam Kokesh, because I saw him in a video actually make a statement. Well, you know, we're going to show these people that we have Second Amendment rights. And I thought, no, you're not. You're going to show those people, you're going to show the world that you don't have the right to violate the law, and you're going to get arrested in front of everybody, and you're not going to get to do what you say you're going to do. So
you
how
know,
effective is that going to be?
Either
well,
that or the
Jan, for our listeners, and because I'm not, are we talking about the march that's in July?
Yeah.
Yes, the armed march in July, on July 4th. It's an armed dissidents march, and he's calling it an act of civil disobedience, but it goes beyond civil disobedience, ladies. It is illegal, and you know it. There's nothing good that can come out of it, and I can think of all kinds of bad things. I could even see the left. I could see someone planting somebody in there to actually start something. You know, all it's going to take is one or two gunshots being fired. The next thing you know, there's no telling what could happen. And I just I don't want to see that blemish on the Second Amendment and on the Tea Party and on patriots nationwide, all people who support the Second Amendment rights that we have.
Oh, absolutely. And I agree with you 100% on that, because I don't think that's the smartest way to go about it either. And even though those technically, according to the Constitution, you can't infringe on my right to bear an arm, if that's the law in where you're at, you know, you're breaking the law at the moment. So,
well,
you know
what? We should, if we don't like the laws, and there are a lot of us who don't, I don't like the fact that there are over 20,000 gun control laws now on the books in this country. I wish it was back to the Second Amendment. But the fact is, we've allowed that to happen. And we can't all of a sudden just say, we're going to do this because we have a Second Amendment right. We should have been fighting all along. We should have been standing up and pushing back against gun regulations for years. And this is just marching in on D.C., with firearms where you're not supposed to legally do that is not the answer.
Right. And I can perceive, you know, even fatalities would be the worst case scenario, and so, you know, really we don't want that to happen. I mean, you're right, that's not the way to go about this. So, absolutely. And I'm glad you've actually spoke out, and hopefully people listening out there will pass that word along too. Because
you're the first show I have been holding off on this, because I wanted to, I have thousands and thousands and thousands of gun people on my pages, and I don't want to speak out against something that my own people are, and when I say my own people, I mean people who support the Second Amendment like I do. You know, my buddies, my friends, and I don't want to say something that's going to stand against their efforts and they're trying to do something good. It's just that at this point I've been asked, and I'm going to have to write something out and put something in writing and put it on my website. But you ladies are the first ones I just decided to not, because I've done research today on Adam Kokesh, and that guy's, you know, he's it would be one thing if the NRA was leading this and you had, you know, millions of people. But when you got a guy like this with some of the background that he's got and his connections with Russia, his connections with Code Pink, you know, I'm just very uncomfortable with even him as a leader of that movement, in addition to what he's trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've got to do it responsibly. You know, if we want to make the changes and we want to keep our gun rights, we have to do it responsibly. And,
well, we spend our time telling people be responsibly armed, and being responsibly armed means, you know, adhering to the laws.
Exactly.
If you don't like the laws of the land, you work on getting them changed. You don't just walk in and bully and try to strong-arm people with your guns loaded to change things. That's not going to accomplish anything. You get in there legislatively and you try to change.
Right. And that's just going to show, see, guns are bad, because I do foresee people getting killed, because you're going to walk in, and it's sad, it's scary, you know, that people would be so stupid.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me at all, whatsoever. But, you know, sometimes...
It kind of does. It does, if you look back at the guy that's leading this, if you look into his background, I have really done a lot of reading on him, and I've seen a lot of videos that he's done. the more I've learned about him, the more he is a provocateur, which some people say I am, but I don't need to be, and I certainly don't ask anybody to do anything that's illegal or that's going to put their life on the line. So anyway, I hope that gun owners, if there are any gun people out there listening, that they will really carefully consider this. If they're thinking about doing it, I hope they'll rethink it.
Yeah.
Do some homework on that guy.
It never really sounded like a good idea to me in
right.
the first
no.
place. Because,
You're breaking the law, I mean, as a Tea Party member and the conservative that we all are, you know, that's the one thing. We are the most law-abiding citizens. And then to go ahead and to have something like this done, that just goes to show, hey, look, see, they're really not good people.
That's mm-hmm. true. It can not only could it potentially be fatalities, but could hurt all of our causes that we work for. So,
right.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out.
Yeah,
we'll look for
okay.
for that article so that we can share that because we really
probably
that's coming up pretty quick.
Days.
Yeah, so we'll want to get that out there.
Days.
Especially with you doing that research, that'd be great because people need to mm-hmm. understand what's happening and be informed. That's what we're all about. Be informed, you know. And
right.
It's not about
it will
whether
be an
you're...
extensive article. It's going to
yeah.
be an extensive article, and it will include links to to substantiate why I'm saying what I'm saying, as well as links to different things on Adam Kokesh that are clearly, absolutely, unequivocally true. You know, you have to be careful what you read on the internet because
right.
there's all kinds of information. You have to look at the credibility of the source, number one. But number
exactly.
two, when I'm post links of this guy, you know, it's him talking. That pretty much is going to tell the story, and
yeah.
you know, you don't have to worry about is this true or not. It's him. It's his voice. It's his words. It's his face. It's him talking. So,
yeah.
And
you do have to be so careful because you'll see these headlines and you'll start reading, but people can just make things up, even though you know technically you're not supposed to. They can
right.
make
exactly.
things up.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So,
and Michael Smith, he's kind of like our boss man. He's the head of all of us, in a sense.
Uh-huh.
He wanted me to say thank you for calling in, and that uh-huh. Ken Crowe and Michael visited about an hour. Michael, you need to write better. But I think
okay.
Michael and Ken Crowe visited for about an hour this evening.
Yes, Ken Crowe is one of the co-founders of Tea Party Community, which I'm
right.
heavily involved in.
Yep. So he wanted to thank you for calling.
Well, great. That's awesome. I know we had a good time if he was visiting with Ken Crowe. So, Ken's a
right.
hoot.
Well, thank you, Jen, for calling in and weighing in on some of these issues that are going on, and particularly that gun one. That I'm very, very... I will definitely push that article once you get that out because, like I said, that really never sounded like a good idea to me. Just because, you know.
Right.
And we do,
well, you
we
know,
do have extreme people out there, you know. You have extreme people even.
Don't send me a Facebook message or an email. Just text me. If you don't have my phone number, I'll send it to you in response to your Facebook message so you'll have it. That way you guys can just reach me and let me know in advance you need to. Need me to come in and weigh in on something, okay?
That'd be wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much.
Okay,
yep.
You bet.
And anytime, Jan, anytime you want to push something out there, just give us a call. We're here every Tuesday,
okay.
So you got
okay.
something
you
like
heard
a this important
first.
Story.
Jan is not, you heard it here first on Woman Patriots that Jan does not go with March, the arm
that's
on
right.
July 4th. Not a good plan,
March,
people.
DC. Absolutely not. Yes, that's And that's where you heard it first, right there.
Breaking news.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
And thanks for all
Thank
you
ladies.
Did. We appreciate
you
it.
Bet.
Thank you
for what you're doing.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative, you love America and our Constitution just like we do, since that's the case, you're going to want to supply
Depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags, and your pipeline to that good stuff is right here on conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag. Proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner. So that was great to have Jan stop by, and you heard it first here on Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org that Jan will not be supportive of this armed march on Washington, D.C. And we'll be looking forward to...
I'm glad you brought that up, too, because... that is just really stupid.
It's kind of scary. When I heard about it, I thought, really? You're going to, like, arm yourselves and walk, you know, aren't you going to have confrontations with the police and stuff?
Yeah. and, you know, they also have this martial law now that they're trying to pass. Well, they actually did already. Darn, I wish I would have thought of it earlier, and I would have had the article up. But, what they did up in Massachusetts, Obama said it's okay, and so did DOJ, and it's all, you know, okay with the rest of the world except for the United States citizens.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm going to play this real quick.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made.
Seemed appropriate for the moment because, seriously, guys, what happens if the police start firing? Are you going to fire back? We're going to have this massive battle going on in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is really not a smart plan. And we'll look forward to that article, and you should too, from Jan Morgan Media, with more info on the founder of this march, so you can make informed decisions. And that was my choices segment, and I was going to lead into living and dying with the choices we made. And how do you want the lady who was in charge of targeting the Tea Party and conservatives in charge of your health care? With that, I'm going to give play my little Reagan segment that I used to play all the time on this show, because some scary business.
Back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age
should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Foran brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Foran was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that.
And with that, we're going to bring in Duke Brooks. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Brenda. Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Hello. We're good. How are you?
Well, I am right now at a place called the Crossroads Church outside of a small town called Georgetown, Delaware, and I'm at a meeting of a group that is called Christians United for Israel. And I've just heard one of the most inspiring speeches ever by a British dude who is an Orthodox Jewish guy and whose name is Sergeant Ben Anthony of the Israeli Defense Forces. And even though Israel is under military assault from Mohammedan terrorists almost 24/7, the ideological and political assault that Israel is under in American campuses and in the U.S. government is even worse and is even more threatening. The Israelis can handle military attacks against their country. They've always been able to do that. They've demonstrated that. But the ideological attacks that are being led by Hamas and other Mohammedan terror groups like Hezbollah and even the Saudi government in American colleges and in the academy in this country in general, to say nothing of the news media, are even worse, and they pose an even worse existential threat to the state of Israel. This is something I wanted to speak about briefly tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow night on Radio Free America from 7 to 9 Eastern, 6 to 8 Central on conservativenationradio.org. I thought we'd also kind of recap the terrible twisters that went through Oklahoma yesterday, and the fact that the American media is probably breathing a sigh of relief over the fact that they don't have to expose President Obama's ridiculous corruption for at least the next 2 to 3 days, and they're certainly hoping that we'll forget about it. But we're not going to.
No, we're not going to. Absolutely not. Well, that sounds great for a show. And we actually had a college student who came on our show talking about the indoctrination, the anti-Israel and the anti-Jewish rhetoric that goes on in colleges. So that'd be an awesome talking topic.
Well, I look forward to speaking with all of you tomorrow night.
Okay, Duke. That's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, right here on conservativenationradio.org. Thanks for calling. Okay, so you heard it right here tomorrow night on Radio Free America. We're going to have some great topics there tomorrow night. And as we do every night here on conservativenationradio.org. So want to make sure you tune in and listen. We want to thank everybody who called in tonight, especially thank Jan Morgan. Remember, you heard it here first. Jan Morgan is against the march, the armed march on Washington, D.C. on July 4th. So that's your scoop for the day. We're going to take you out with a song. We'll see you next week.
Give you the world, but he's gonna leave you crying with the
Again, everyone, for tuning in and listening. And Barbara?
Thank you.
And have a good night.
Good night, everyone.